I ask that in a little bit that you bow your heads and take time to confess your sin and keep your heads bowed and just think about, after you're done confessing your sins, the words that I read from God's gift. So I ask that you bow your heads and confess your sins. God's word comes from 1 Peter 5, 6 through 10. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be a somber spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Thank you, O Lord, for giving us your word. As we go about our day-to-day lives, we know that our sins get in the way of his passion for us. This morning I ask that you forgive us, humble us, and bring us back to you. In your name we pray.